Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio. Tonight, we are going to be talking about your summer visit to Lilydale, how you can make the most of your trip here, and I'll give you lots of thoughts on what to do to make sure you get the most out of your time here. And as you're joining in, please do say hello, and while you're doing that, I will do some details. So I am Colleen van der Zijden, a registered medium here at Lilydale Assembly. I'm also a certified intuitive life coach, a spiritual teacher, author of my book, Courageously You, Magical Mind Games to Get Unstuck and Reignite Your Joy. It's a book to help people become their best selves as much as we can. And Lilydale Assembly is where I live, and this is what we are going to be talking about tonight. And Lilydale Assembly is the world's largest center for the science, philosophy, and religion of spiritualism. And so tonight we are going to be talking about what Lilydale is. We're going to talk about the website and how to navigate it so you can get all the information you need. We'll talk about mediumship. We'll talk about what happens during the summer season. And, of course, we'll do some frequently asked questions. I have a whole list. And if you have questions, you can ask them at any point. And if I don't catch them right away, I will when I go through my messages in a moment or a day or two. Hi, Ashley. Nice to see you. So again, everybody, as you're logging in, do say hello so we can make sure everything is working as it should be. And hi, Zena. And so just to get to some of the information right away, to make the most of your visit here to Lilydale, you do want to plan ahead. And, you know, you want to think about what workshops or events you want to go to, or if you want a reading, or do you want to visit the healing temple, or maybe you're going to just wander around and enjoy the peace. But you do want to have some kind of an idea of what you're going to do when you get here. And you can learn all about Lilydale on the website, lilydaleassembly.org. The program book, a printed program book that lists everything that's happening this summer, will be out, I think, next week. And if you want a copy of that, I suggest you email the office at Lilydale, which is info@lilydaleassembly.org. And as we get going, we will ask, again, you can feel free to ask questions. And I'm going to be talking about what Lilydale, again, what Lilydale is, what it's known for, everything I could possibly think of that I thought you'd want to know. So I'm just going to say hello to people as we're going. Hi, Kelly, nice to see you, and Cassandra, and Sherry, and Angela, and Angela, and Marianne, and Margaret, and Julie, and Cindy. It was a beautiful day of sunshine and flowers today. So nice. Monday night circles. Yeah, we'll talk about those, and Sherry, and Charity, and Lisa. So as we get going, and if you have questions, feel free to bop on and just say something. If you are on the Lilydale Assembly Incorporated official Facebook page and you do have questions, you'll want to be on my page so I can see them. My page is Colleen van der Zijden, medium and intuitive life coach. So if you have questions, I try to get to the comments that people have on my radio show, but there were almost 300 last week, so I'm a little behind on the last week's show, but I'll try to get to them in the next day or two. So we'll see how we go with that. Hi, Zena, again. She says, wish she could have visited when she lived up in Westfield. And hi, Ellen, and Paula, and Debbie, and Erica. Okay, so let's get to it, everybody. If you have questions, again, feel free to put them in the comments. The whole point of my show tonight is to help you navigate coming to Lilydale to make the most of your time here. If there's time at the end, maybe I'll have other questions or do some little mini readings. I don't know if there will be. The next time I come back, I will do some mini readings again for you. So what we want to do is talk about what Lilydale is, because there are some people who watch the show or who have never been to Lilydale but are interested or curious about Lilydale. And so Lilydale is, as I said, the world's largest center for the science, philosophy, and religion of spiritualism. We are now in our 144th year. As spiritualists, we believe in the continuity of life. And this means that there is no death, and that we can connect with people whose physical bodies may have passed. We can connect with the spirits of them. We believe in the God of your own understanding. There is no specific God or anything like that that spiritualists believe in. We also believe in personal responsibility, that you have a responsibility to live life to your advantage based on your personal responsibility. We also believe in the innate gifts of mediumship and healing. and that both of those are expressions of God's love. Okay, and I will talk about mediumship a little bit more in a minute in case some people are confused as to what mediumship actually means. Because I know sometimes when I'm doing readings, people will come and they don't understand what I'm doing. I'm jumping the gun here and getting ahead of myself, but I had a client come a year or two ago, and I was talking to her boyfriend on the other side who had passed, and I was describing him, and she's like, yeah, but he's dead. And I just looked at her and I thought, did you miss the beginning part where I said we were talking to people on the other side? It was very interesting to me. So anyway, we will talk about that a little bit more to explain it. Lisa says she spent 2 weekends there last summer attending events. So nice to do. And I saw Arlene here last summer. Thank you, Arlene. It was so much fun to see you. And now, so Lilydale, and these are some of the questions people ask. They ask, you know, do we live here all year round? And we do. Now, to live here in Lilydale, you must be a spiritualist, which means you belong to a spiritualist church. And then if you want to buy a house here, then you have to, well, you have to be a member of a spiritualist church for a year. Then you have to be a member of Lilydale Assembly and for at least a year. And then you can buy a house here. And buying a house here is a little bit different than a normal real estate transaction because we cannot have mortgages here. So you must pay cash for your house or make some kind of arrangements to come up with that cash to buy a house here. Yeah, and buying a house here, you also have to be approved by the board. So it is a little bit different than the normal existence that people have outside of Lilydale. Now, I have lived here for, I think this is my third or fourth year living here, but I've had a house in Lilydale since I first got registered as a medium, so about, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago, something like that. And I have to tell you, living in Lilydale is amazing. I always said I didn't want to live here because everybody, being psychics and mediums, would know what I was doing before I would. And I thought, well, I don't know if I want to do that, but living here is amazing. It's so quiet, so peaceful to have this community where you're safe to be. So we have here the lake. We have Casadega Lake right in front of my house, basically. We have a beach. We have old growth forest, which means that we don't cut down the trees. Now, if they fall, and you may have seen some of the posts on my page here of a fallen tree or two, more recently, if they fall, we do cut them to move them off the path or off houses or cars, whatever they happen to fall on. So it's a beautiful, beautiful place. But we have trails in the woods. You can go walk in the woods. It's amazing. People talk all the time about when they come through the gates that they feel different. They'll start to feel that peace right away. People who are sensitive particularly can notice it. Other people, and it's rare, but sometimes people will come through the gate and the energy just doesn't jive with them for whatever reason, and maybe they're a little scared or something, and sometimes they get a little bit on edge. But 99% of the people who come through here talk about how peaceful it is. And we just got our roads paved a year or two ago, which is nice. We're in this century now. And so you can walk pretty much everywhere. The energy shift really helps people. You know, it's like a little bit of a respite from the anxieties of everyday world. It's so tranquil here, and it's a very safe place to come and just be. We're very big here in Lilydale and as spiritualists in accepting everyone as who they are. Okay, so Lilydale has been featured in all sorts of magazines, articles, videos, national, international, etc. People know about Lilydale. And it's a place where you can find answers to your questions. It's a place where you can expand your spiritual growth, connect with loved ones who have crossed over, experience healing, get that peace that we want. And if you've been to Lilydale, put in the comments why you come here. Like what draws you to Lilydale? And then I'm going to talk a little bit about mediumship as we're doing that. Okay, let's see. I'm just checking the comments here for a sec. Hello, hello, everybody. Barbara's hoping to visit soon. Hi, Sam. Nice to see you. And Wendy, Cindy. Yes, Tracy. Yes, it's so many people come into Lilydale, and they look around. They're like, I want to live here. And there is something. There's a little bit of a draw to that. People really want it. They can feel that energy and want to experience it. So one of the things Lilydale is best known for, of course, is mediumship. And what that means is we're communicating with people on the other side. There are 36 registered mediums at this current time. And what that means, the registered medium, this means that we as registered mediums have gone through a testing process in order to prove that we are channeling the spirits with evidence and are clear with that. As a testing medium, you go through all sorts of opportunities to do mediumship and have people evaluate it. Once you become registered, and not everybody becomes registered, as you can imagine, but once you become registered, you're the only people who are allowed to give private readings on the ground. So you can't just, if you're a medium someplace else, you just can't come in here and all of a sudden start giving messages to people because you'll be violating the rules here in Lilydale. So if you're interested in coming to Lilydale and you want to have a reading with a medium, you definitely, in the summer, definitely want to make your appointment in advance. I cannot tell you how many times I walk out of my house in the summer and somebody will come up to me and say, are you doing any readings? I'm like, no, I'm totally booked. And they're like, everybody's booked. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. So you want to make your appointments ahead of time. And to do this, okay, you've got lots of different ways to do it, but on the Lilydale website, lilydaleassembly.org, if you go to the top, you'll see a spot that says find a medium. Okay, click on that, and what you're going to end up seeing is a list of all the registered mediums who are associated here in Lilydale. You'll see their addresses, their websites, telephone number, email, and what you can do is click on any of those things, click on the websites. And I do suggest really that you go to their websites and see if the energy of the website, if it just feels right to you. Hey, there's so many mediums here and everybody is different. We all work slightly differently. We're all doing the same thing, which I'll talk about in a second. But you want to pick a medium based on how it feels to you. You can also ask your friends, you know, if they've had a great reading, who they had a reading with, and go that way. Now, if you go to people's websites, several, many, maybe half, maybe more of the mediums have online schedulers, so you can actually make an appointment right there online. I have not, for those of you who are waiting, I have not gotten my appointments up yet. I will be doing it hopefully in the next week. Cross your fingers on that. And because working as a medium is, I don't know how to put this, obviously it's very energetic and it can be very draining for us if we're not careful in how we use our energy. Sometimes people think as mediums that we're on all the time and always looking at spirit or feeling spirit or whatever. Excuse me, but that's not the case. When I sit down in my chair to do readings, spirit knows I'm getting ready. I will do my preliminary centering and grounding to make sure I'm out of my own head, and then I start. Once I finish my readings, it shuts down, the channel shuts down. So it is very rare for a spirit to just be hanging around or bugging me when I'm not working. And that's how it should be if you're a medium, okay, which is another whole topic for another whole day. So when we do that, so we have to, sometimes we limit our sessions. You know, when I first started doing mediumship here, I was doing 7 readings a day. Then I went to 6 readings a day. Then I went to 4, and now I'm at 3 readings a day. And other people are similar. We can only do so much. I want to make sure my skills and my abilities are going to be as good as possible so that you can have a successful reading, as every other medium here feels the same. So let's just clarify what a mediumship reading is, because there is some confusion out there about that. When we hear the word reading, the first thing we think of, so many of us, is the psychic in the back room of a store or a psychic doing a seance somewhere or something. So as a medium, what we are doing is connecting with people who have passed. So we are connecting with people on the other side. And what we're doing is an energetic connection. You, as the client, come into the reading room. Your energy, the best way to have a reading and have it be successful, needs to be open and curious. If you're really scared or something shut down, it's very hard for the spirits to come in and for us to all connect and make that beautiful connection that we want. So when really what's happening is we're having the reading for the spirit. The spirits get to decide who's coming and what they want to communicate. Okay, sometimes when we have a reading, we really want to talk to, you know, maybe I really want to talk to my dad, really want to talk to my dad, really want to talk to my dad, but my dad doesn't come in, but somebody else comes in. So we want to be open to allow the spirits to come in. Even though you're the one paying for the reading, it's really the spirit's reading. And when we do readings, we all work in different ways. Some people see spirit as though there's a person in front of them. Some people see spirit in their mind's eye. Some people hear the words. Some people literally can hear like somebody talking to them. I am a feeler. I feel the spirit. Their energy merges with mine. If they pass through something, have a sore tooth, whatever, I'm probably going to feel it. It is not my energy. It's kind of like a shadow overlay or echo or something with my energy. So I'm not picking up whatever they had that they died of. Okay, so no concerns there. The only time so far that I don't feel somebody's energy is usually it's somebody on the other side who doesn't want me to feel any part of it. For example, if I had a person who was blown up in a war or something, those people tend to be very protective and they don't want me to feel that feeling of being blown up. So that's how it is. So those of you who are wondering what's going on, we've got a stars party started, which means you're supposed to send stars. This is a Facebook thing, send stars. That's basically a thank you for me volunteering my time here. So anyway, so we connect in all sorts of different ways. Like I said, I just know things sometimes. I just know them. And then other things I do is I might say things that the spirit or my client have said in relation to whatever. Now, what we want to do in a mediumship reading is prove, so to speak, that we are talking to that actual spirit. Anyone can say, I have your grandmother here and she loves you very much. But if you don't say something, or the medium doesn't say something along the lines of, I have your grandmother here, and wow, she was a real stickler for following the rules. She was like a little taskmaster. You know, she's just going on and on and trying to keep everybody under control. Or the medium mentioned something very particular about their physical presence. You know, and I can see that she had glaucoma, and she was taking all those drops and all that stuff. So this is called bringing through evidence of spirit. This is what needs to happen in a legit mediumship reading where we're communicating with people who have passed. Okay, if somebody says to you, well, I see the color yellow at the very beginning of a reading, they are not connected with spirit as yet. Now, once we get going with a spirit, they are going to give you a message of some kind. And usually it's the very simple ones of I love you, et cetera, you're doing a great job, keep going, don't waste your time here on earth. Sometimes people want their spirit people to give them direction on what's next or tell them what to do, give them some kind of approval. And every now and then a spirit will do that, but it's not necessarily going to happen, okay? It could happen. Now, you just don't know. They get to communicate whatever they want to communicate, and I am an open book. If they want to say something through me, I'm going to say pretty much anything that comes into my head. I do try to filter the swearing until I've learned that, until I've gotten permission that it's okay to say exactly what the spirit is saying from the other side. So we are here, as the mediums here, are here to connect with the spirits. And this is to provide people with inspiration or healing. You know, if you've had a loss, to know that your loved one is really around you and still around you and loves you and sees what you're doing and understands your needs and all of that, it really can help us with some of our grief as we're going through things. And some of those spirits on the other side do want to give us some direction too. And very few, but there have been some that I've experienced have come through and have not been very nice on this side of life or on that side of life. That happens every now and then, and if that's the case, we can always send them off on their way. So that's just a brief thing about what a mediumship reading is. Now, as a medium, we are psychic as well, and that means we read energy. Okay, we're psychic as well, but not all psychics are mediums. Lots of times we think of psychics as, you know, giving us guidance for the future, what's coming, what's going to happen, and all of that. That's a different feeling than communicating with a person on the other side. Okay, but we as mediums use both skills. And in my readings, I will literally go wherever they want to go. So if they want to talk about what's coming for you, I'm going to tell you. And if they're not telling me, I'll tell you that too. Okay, and I'm pretty sure most of us work the same in that regard here in Lilydale. Okay. So let's see what else we've got. So if you have questions about that, you can put them in, but I am going to just continue on. So our Lilydale summer season starts June 21st and goes until September 1st. Okay, what this means is that is our prime time of the year where we have 30,000 guests from all over the world come here, where we have these amazing workshops and special events where you get readings or you can simply enjoy the grounds in the community. Now, we are, as I said earlier, a full-time community here. So there are a lot of us who do live here through the winter. Most of the mediums do not do in-person readings in the winter because of the weather, but all of us do video and Zoom, that kind of readings, and some phone too. So we all do that. So you can still have that connection. The summer is very, very magical. And once we hit the summer season, though, this is when we have a gate fee or a daily entrance fee. This fee you can purchase online ahead of time or at the gate when you enter. And just to give you the details on that, you can find out more on the website, lilydaleassembly.org, under Visit Lilydale, under that tab. So a 24-hour gate fee is $15. After 6 o'clock p.m., it's $10. Not much happens after 6 o'clock except for evening workshops, okay? There's no outdoor services happening, which I'll explain in a minute. And a lot of the mediums don't work in the evening, so just keep that in mind. You can also buy a 3 or 7 day pass or even a season pass if you just want to come in and out all summer long. It is free for children under 17 and under who are with a paying adult, also free for active military with ID, and free for people who are over 80. Now, that fee includes a lot of events, so many events. We have demonstrations of mediumship. We have healing services. We have church and meditation services. You can visit the museum here, the library, the pet cemetery, the fairy trail. We have a labyrinth over by the Lyceum. We have a playground. We've got the beach. We've got the woods. We have so many things you can go to. We also have restaurants and stores, an amazing coffee shop that does author nights as well as artist-in-residence programs. So some of these daily events, especially if you've never been here and you may not have, you don't really know what's going on. Let me answer questions for a sec so I don't get behind. Lisa, my mediumship is spreading and comes in when I'm not expecting it sometimes. So let's take some courses on how to improve it. Yes, and that's just a matter of setting, I'm going to say rules, even though I don't like that word, rules, guidelines maybe, as to how you work. We may do something about mediumship again in the community. Pamela, do most people become a spiritualist after they had an experience from a reading? You know what? I really can't answer that question. I can only say that I became a spiritualist because it made sense to me, and I wasn't a medium at that time. I didn't know I was going to be doing mediumship. When I came here to Lilydale and I went to one of the churches here, I'm a minister at the Church of Living Spirit, and I came to church there and I just felt like I came home. It just made sense to me. So I'm wondering if other mediums feel the same. That might be a fun question to ask the other mediums, see what they say. Animals do communicate with me, and you know, it's interesting. It's almost the same as with people. If I get words or impressions from people, I get words or impressions from animals. I had somebody whose dog came through, and the dog was telling me, in quotes, what his mother made for him for dinner, like, and how she cooked it and everything. It was wild. It was crazy. So, yeah, animals can come through. It's not usually the first thing that comes through for me, and it usually takes I talk to people first, but sometimes I'll catch myself doing this and going, oh, I'm petting an animal, and then I go to see who it is. So they do come in. Barbara says, spirit sometimes lets me know through their smells, that they're near through the smells. Like when my grandma wants me to know she's near, I will smell biscuits. Spirit is amazing. I'm telling you, spirit will find a way to get through. It could be smells. Sometimes I taste a certain taste in my mouth that I know somebody's had chemotherapy. It's just different sensations and senses that spirit works with. Let's see, scroll down me again. Oh, here we are. How much do readings cost? The price varies based on the medium. They can be, I saw somebody had posted $65 for them the other day, which I actually said to myself, that's way too low. They should raise it up to a couple hundred or more. So it just depends. Angela wants to be a medium. Events for beginners, or if any mediums are looking to mentor, I would love that. It's so funny, Angela. I've had so many people ask me to mentor them. I thought about it. May happen. Could do it in the community. That was another thing we had talked about. Jan, yes, we will talk about this. Camping. You can also camp here, and we have hotels, and we have bed and breakfasts and guest houses. Coffee shop is amazing. Crystal shops, yep. We have stores that have crystals. We have literally the Crystal Cove, and we have the Bargain Shop has some things. Julie, your talk makes me think of me and my little family trying to get ourselves ready and get back into the world. Yes. Looking for help. People are retired, sick, don't have any recommendations. I'll answer that question later, Julie. Yes, there's astrology classes here. Let's see. Yes, I'll, as soon as I get my schedules up, you guys, I will post it everywhere so you'll know and then you can do it. But also check the other mediums, okay? Just because I'm talking to them, you have to come to me, okay? You got to resonate with the person, you know? I used to be Catholic. I know, shocking. For me, I used to be Catholic. I grew up Catholic. Then I was nothing for a while, and then I was Methodist. And then finally I got over here and am now a full-on spiritualist. It's an amazing place, isn't it? Yes, cash only for certain restaurants. That's on my list for later too, but I will talk about it now. Yes, make sure you bring some cash with you because some of the restaurants literally are only cash. We will talk about, as I keep going, we'll talk about some of the practical things you need to know about. I want to make sure when you come here that you get the most out of your visit. You know, the last thing I want to happen, and it's so sad when I see this, is somebody says, well, I drove 4 hours and I really needed a reading and there's no one available. You know, so you really, number one lesson from me tonight is plan ahead. Know what you want to do when you get here. And I'm going to give you some things so you know. Just saw something about the 2:30 event. Okay, so the 2:30 event in the auditorium, it's every day, is a church service basically. What happens is there's a speaker who does an inspirational talk. There's some songs, there's a collection, a medium will do messages as well. And it's free, included in your date pass. So 2:30 every day, so you can listen to a speaker and you can have readings. Now, and also, let's talk about the daily events, the things that are included, because I kind of went off on other things right now. We have what's called outdoor message services. We have a place called Inspiration Stump. It used to be a literal tree stump. Now, as you can imagine, after 144 years, it's probably not there anymore. So we have, there's a little bit maybe, and then there's some cement around it. So at the Inspiration Stump, it's in the forest, most beautiful place in the world. I actually got married there. Beautiful place in the world. What happens is we have these message services where mediums, registered mediums, as well as visiting mediums, will give messages to people in the audience. So you can go to that. It happens twice a day at Inspiration Stump, 1 and 5:30. I think the 5:30 service is still going to be there. We had talked about moving it to someplace else, but you'll know when you get here. There's also another service at 4 o'clock called the Forest Temple service, and it's the same thing. So what happens is a medium will get up, and there's two different ways the medium will bring through messages. One is people will go, the mediums, will go directly to someone in the audience and will say something like, I'd like to talk to the man here at the end of the aisle with the black shirt and the sunglasses on their head. And if that person wants a reading, they need to say they want a reading because usually we say, may I come to you, which means do you want a reading or not? I know some of you are going, why wouldn't you take a reading? But sometimes people get dragged here and they really don't want to have a reading. So if they say yes, which is 90% of the time at least, we proceed to give them a message, and it usually starts something like this. I have a man here on the other side. He tells me he's your father. He's also showing me that he had, I don't know, Lou Gehrig's disease or whatever. So some evidence will come through. Now, these have to be short readings out there. We really call them greetings. I don't like the word greetings, so I don't call it that. What I want to do when I'm doing is make sure I bring through enough evidence, you know who it is, and then give you the message. What is it they want to tell you? Again, it could be as simple as, I love you so much, or you're doing such a great job, I'm so proud of you, whatever it might be. Okay, so that's one way people work. Another way mediums work is to bring in spirit first. This is when the medium stands up in front of the audience and says, I have a woman here. She was very nearsighted. I can see that she had diabetes and actually lost part of her leg or something like that. And then the medium will say, who can take this? So someone in the audience usually will raise their hand. And don't worry, if more than one person raises their hand, the medium and the spirit will figure out where the message goes. That being said, sometimes the information that comes through can be taken by more than one person. This is spirit using our time wisely, making sure we reach as many people as possible. So even though the medium might be talking to Sally over here, and you're over there, and you're going, no, 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 that's mine, just listen to the message. If it makes sense to you, take it with you. Okay, that's what we like to say. So we have three of those message services a day, okay, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5:30. They're all outside unless it's raining, and then they're in the auditorium. Then we also have the 2:30 church service, which I described earlier. So there are four opportunities a day where you can have the opportunity to get a message from a medium. We also have healing services once or twice a day, depending on which day it is, where you can go into the healing temple and various healers will provide healing for you, hands-on and working in your energy field. So we have that as well. Sunday morning, there's a traditional sort of church service in the auditorium that has healing portion to it, as the speaker has more messages. And also, again, because of the church service, collection and lots of singing and song. Okay? So those are some of the things that are included. Now, Stacy's telling me, yes, there is also a museum. You can go to the museum and see all these interesting things that have that are related to spiritualism. We also have a library full of old spiritualist books and other things. Those books cannot leave the library, but you're welcome to go in and read to your heart's content. Okay, so we also have those. So many things. I'm going to check the comments and see. And medium mentorship. Yep, sounds like it's, I need to do that. Pamela wants to know about readings. Readings can be anywhere at 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour. I only do 30 and 45, but I talk too much, so it's usually longer than 30 and longer than 45. Hey, hi, Rebecca. Nice to see you. Okay, scrolling back again because it scrolled on me, so hold on, you guys. Just be patient for a moment. Here I am. that's okay, Angela. You can just stop in the community whenever you can. If you don't want to be a medium, how do you stop feeling this stuff? Tell them to go away. It's simple. It's a law. It's actually a natural law. Spirit is not to bother you if you don't want to be bothered. So tell them to go away. I did not talk about the eclipse event yet, but since you mentioned it, Sam, let's talk about that now. So the eclipse, that we're going to be having a big solar eclipse April, I don't know what it is, 6th or something like that. And so we're going to be having all sorts of special events here. There's going to be a fun fest. There's going to be readings, lots of things. So if you want to come to Lilydale during that event, there will even be workshops and stuff too. So that's coming up. Now, let me just mention again, you can find so much of this information, LilydaleAssembly.org. And I'm going to talk about the website and how to navigate it and how to find some things, because you have to look in a few places. It's simple once you know, but until you know, it's not so. But you can find all the events there, and I'll talk about that in a second. Let's dump. Yeah. Just check in. I need to get into it more as well. Schedule some time. Oh, Devin, your daughter broke your leg. Oh, no. I'm not going to go in there like a spirit, like isn't spirit. I'm sure somebody was. I tell you, spirit is always around us. How many people are usually at the services in the summer? It depends. On the weekends, the outdoor services, we can have anywhere from 150 to 200, 300 people. During the week, it's quieter. It's definitely quieter. So we could only have 150 or 200 people, depending. So if you like libraries, it's an interesting library. Okay, so let me talk about the website for a second, because there are three tabs you absolutely want to click on before you overview of what goes on here. So at the very top of the website, you'll see a What's Happening tab. Okay, pretty straightforward, right? Click on that. Underneath, you're going to see about eight things, okay? The three that are most important, and I definitely check the other ones too, but the three that are most important is the calendar. Okay, that's the very bottom one, okay? That is the one where you're going to find all of the workshops, every single workshop where we have special events and regular events, okay? That's where you're going to find it. So if you think you're going to come on July 14th, for example, you go to July 14th, you click on that date right there, and you're going to see every single thing that's happening that day. Then you can click on whichever ones interest you. You'll get a little blurb about it, and if you want more, you can click and get more information about it. Okay. Now, there are two kinds of workshops. We have main stage auditorium workshops. These are kind of the bigger name or the bigger events that are happening. It's important to know which one are the main stage events because you do not need a gate pass to come in. 2 hours in advance, you can get in without a gate pass, but you will have to pay a $10 parking fee, okay? So if you're coming to a main stage event, no gate pass if you're coming in 2 hours before, up to 2 hours before the event, okay? Now, as of this moment, when I checked the website earlier, on the calendar, they are not marked as main stage. So under that what's happening tab, you can see the main stage events. Okay, now some of these events, and I just have a few written down just to give you an idea what's coming up. It's the Tibetan monks come the first weekend of season every year. And they make a mandala, and you can go in and watch them. They do a concert, so cool. And the last day they're here, they take that mandala, they break it down, and they bring it down to the water and put it in the lake. So that's opening weekend. The second weekend, Dandi Dalin is coming, and she is Donna Eden's daughter. And Donna Eden is an energy medicine person. And Dandi teaches about the five elements as well as energy medicine. So that's the second weekend. The third weekend, July 12th through 14th, Greg Unterberger, is doing a near-death experience weekend. He's got people coming. We're going to talk about their near-death experiences and what they learned. It's going to be a panel discussion on that and everything. It's going to be awesome. Then on Saturday, July 20th, Sandra Taylor is doing a Clear Your Karmic Blocks workshop. And there are more. Those are just the first few. Those are the main stage events. Then we have the regular events, which are so many. There's just so many. So go to the calendar and you can see that. Okay, next, we have the recurring weekly happenings tab. This is under what's happening, recurring weekly happenings. This is the list of all the daily and weekly events and times of those events. You're not going to find that on the regular calendar, okay? The calendar is for workshops. The daily events. Now, this would include the messages services that I've just told you about, the times of the healing services in the healing temple, other events, including astrology, the Monday night circle. That's when a bunch of mediums go to the auditorium and we do a small group and give messages to people in a small group. That's Monday night. Home circle with Celeste Elliott, and a home circle is when you practice your mediumship with other people. Ghost walks, drum circles, more and more and more. So those are all under the recurring weekly happenings. So you want to check this page out in case there are things you want to do. For example, the 4 o'clock message service does not happen on Sunday because what happens is one medium goes to the auditorium and gives messages to as many people as possible during that time. Or you want to make sure if you want to go to the healing temple that you're there the day where you can get to or whatever services and go to that. So you definitely want to check that. Now the other, so we've got the calendar, we've got the recurring weekly happenings, and the other one to check is the special events. These are also not included in the calendar view. There's just not enough room. Okay, and this includes the Sweat Lodge ceremonies for the summer and other events that are usually more single things, like the butterfly release that happens on the first day. There's a home and garden tour that happens in the summer, children's and teen week, but there is a tab specifically for that as well. Women's Day events, women were very important with the right to vote, et cetera, so there's going to be a whole bunch on that. There's going to be a special service dedicated to pets and animals, community picnic, all these things. So those are the three tabs to check before you make your plans. Okay, now, there are lots and lots and lots and lots of workshops on all sorts of different topics. We've got mediumship workshops, healing workshops. I'm doing a platform mediumship one to help people do public demonstrations of mediumship. We've got Tom Kressley doing a healing workshop. We've got people who are doing just so many things. Go to the calendar tab, you'll see it all. Okay, so we definitely want to do that. Now, questions people have asked over the years. Where do I stay? What should I do?
We have a couple places to stay. We have the hotel, the Lilydale Hotel. This is a very historic place. Lilydale itself is actually designated as a national and state historic location. The hotel is very interesting. If you look at the hotel when you get here, the very top floor used to be the ground floor, and that was like stables. And what they did is they kept raising it up. So they kept building floors, if you will, beneath it. So that's where you can stay. You can stay at the hotel. And yes, for all of those who are wondering about this, it is haunted. There are spirits in there. It's just a given. You're in Lilydale after all. What do you want? So now here's the thing to know about that. There's no air conditioning and there's no elevator as far as I know, but maybe there is. I don't know. You'll definitely want to, if you have, if you're very sensitive to heat, bring a fan. I do see some fans in the windows over there, but there are no air conditioners. There are lots of guest houses, so many guest houses, and they're all wonderful. And some provide breakfast, I believe. So you can just check those out on the Visit Lilydale page or tab right there, and it'll list all the guest houses. Make sure you stay on the grounds as much as possible if you really want to immerse yourself in this energy as much as possible. You do, again, want to make your reservations in advance. Do not just drive here and hope you're going to find a place. I know I've heard some of the guest houses are already getting booked on some of the weekends, and if I opened mine up, I'd be booked in 2 seconds, my reading schedule, though I do have some people who snuck in there. So you definitely want to do it in advance. Okay, I'm scrolling to see if I'm missing anything. Going to Lilydale, where do you recommend staying? Any of those places are fine. There are so many really nice places here, really. Okay, if you're susceptible to energy, I would not stay at the hotel. It is a fine place to stay for most people, but when I stayed, it was too much energy for me, and my head was buzzing all night. I know, right? My daughter used to work here years ago as one of the cleaners of the hotel, and some lady complained after the girls, the cleaners, had gone through because she said the light was left on and the toilet seat was up, but they had put them down and turned the lights off. Spirit turned them back on. So there we are. I actually thought that when I moved in here, the energy might be too much for me and I wouldn't be able to sleep either, but it hasn't been a problem at all. Yes, there is a hard copy of the cataloged program book coming, and it should be out within a week or two, which is so early from last year. And if you want a copy of the paper book that lists everything that's happening this summer, just send an email to info@lilydaleassembly.org, and hopefully they will send it to you. So I think last year they had people paying the postage fee, so hopefully they'll let you know about that. I'm not sure what they're doing with that. Okay, let's see. I'm just still checking. I have no way to Lilydale. Angela, Ellen, you know how I mentioned to you the other day that Ellen Bourne does some of these things? She's actually got a bus coming down. I saw it yesterday. So I don't remember how much it costs for everything, but there it is. Okay, let's keep going. And yes, I will get to the cat. Kelly says they're air conditioned on the first floor at the hotel and above the Lily. Ooh, good, good. How do you know who to book a reading with? You want to check their websites out and see what feels right to you. Okay, you just definitely want to feel right. Okay, so next thing. What to do here besides the workshops, the readings, going to the healing temple. As I said earlier, restaurants. We have restaurants. We have the Lily and the Sunflower. Great food, great food. We've got the coffee shop. You can go walk in the woods. Go to all those places, the library, the museum, anything. You can just wander around. It's so much fun. Remember, again, bring cash. There are ATMs in the hotel and the Lily, I believe. And I seem to think it's someplace else, but I can't recall where. So you want to definitely plan ahead for that. Angela, just look for her website. Look for her website, Ellen Bourne, and she'll pop up. She has a website out there and all that stuff's on there. So to get the gate passes, et cetera, again, just to reiterate, you can buy them in advance on the website, okay, under Visit Lilydale. Now here is what's really important to know. How to get around. This is a walking community. There are a few people who are around with golf carts driving people places, but they do that with their own golf carts usually and out of the kindness of their heart. So it's not, don't count on it. Now, it's not that big, okay, at all. I think there's probably, I don't know, maybe 10 cross streets and 2 main roads. So this is a walking community. The roads are good now because we're paved, so you're safe. You do want to, if you think you're going to be out at one of the outdoor services, especially the later ones, the in the woods, the 5:30 Inspiration Stump service, if it's out at the stump, you'll want bug spray. The mosquitoes can, whew, they can be something. Generally, it's wheelchair accessible here. You know, it's a little bumpy, like maybe getting to the Forest Temple, but you can be in the back and you'll be fine there. You can go into the auditorium, no problem. Some of the houses where the mediums are wheelchair accessible. Mine is not, unfortunately. But you can get around all sorts of places. You can get into the restaurants, et cetera. The coffee shop has a ramp, so you're good there. Let's see, what to wear. Sometimes people ask what to wear. You want to be comfortable with what you're wearing, so you're fine to wear shorts and a tank top or whatever. One thing to be aware of, however, is if you go to the healing temple, the healers usually start by putting their hands on your shoulder. And if you're wearing something really skimpy, it's kind of awkward. So they have healing shawls, and they might put one over your shoulder so that they're not touching your bare skin. Speaking of the healing shawls, you can usually, I think they're going to do it again, buy some that have been blessed in the healing temple, and they were selling them last year and previous years at the Lilydale bookstore, which is now going to be called a souvenir shop or something like that. But you can buy those as well if you want to have a healing temple shawl to use. Now, parking. Everybody's like, where do we park? Where do we park? You cannot just park on the streets. As you'll see when you get here, if you haven't been here before, the streets are narrow. So you can't just park because you're going to block the road. There are parking areas by the hotel. Okay? There are parking areas up north. I think it's north or south. I don't know. The other direction from there. So basically what happens is we have Cleveland Avenue, which is the street I live on, runs down by the lake. The hotel is down that way. The Lily restaurant, the Sunflower restaurant, and the coffee shop are all in that area. Okay? Go up any road, to the other end, and you're on the other side of Lilydale. And up that way is where you're going to find the Forest Temple, where we do outdoor message services. You're going to find the ferry trail. You're going to find a trail in the woods. You're going to find a trail that leads to the beach. You're going to find the bargain shop. You're going to find the healing temple, the fire department. You'll also find the Lyceum, where some of the classes are held, and the labyrinth and the playground. And then if you keep going to the right once you get up that way, you're going to find Inspiration Stump and walk in the woods. So it's very easy to get around. So there are parking spots up that way as well, behind the fire hall and in front of the Lyceum. It is really important that you don't park in the reserved spots. You'll see some places will say reserved for, example, my house, 13 Cleveland Avenue. Don't park in my spot because I will block you in. So you don't want to park in people's spots. Okay, now when you get your program book, they'll give it to you at the gate. And if you have one that's shipped to you earlier, you can bring it with you. Of course, there is a map in the program book. And if you get lost and you're disoriented for whatever reason, and any of us who live here see you, we're going to ask you if you need help, and we can point you in the right direction, okay, because we want to make sure you're getting where you go. So there's that in there. Bathrooms, there are public bathrooms in the fire hall, in the hotel, and over by Inspiration Stump, and over by the restaurants. Plus, there are bathrooms in any of the workshop spaces that we have. Paula, if you stay at one of the guest houses, can you park there? Most of them don't have their own parking, but they have parking in front. For example, what's the name of it? Harmony House has parking. You can park over in the hotel parking lot. Same thing for Southern Comfort Inn. Same thing for Teresa's Place, the Jewel on the Lake. You'll park in the hotel parking spots. Amber Tree Inn has one parking spot assigned, but there are other spots near there. I'm trying to think of any of the other guest houses. I don't think they have their own parking. I don't think any of them do. So you'll just park wherever you park them. So, yes, Angela's saying it's dog-friendly on the grounds. There is a dog park. I almost forgot to mention that. Thanks for saying that, Angela, so we can remember. There is a dog park where you can clean up after your dog. So, Lilydale opens June, 21st? Hold on. Got to get my notes so I don't tell you the wrong thing. Yeah. I think it's June 21st. Where did it go? Well, anyway, I think it is. I can't find it. I don't know why I can't find it. So, anyway, I think it's June 21st. You can find it on the website. And September 1st, Harmony House is owned by, Tom Kretzley, who's a great healer, and Ellie Kretzley. Ooh, took me a minute. Yes, she owns that. Is there a tree somewhere you can put a name on it for healing? Yes, it's right in front of the healing temple. I think now they started putting the ribbons, so to speak, on a fence around it because it started to weigh down the tree a little too much. So they were doing that. Yeah, if it's raining, it's a little bit harder to visit. So the catalog will be out next week or the week after. So we said that. Oh, yes, pet friendly. Now, the dogs can come here, but they cannot go to the outdoor services or the workshops unless they're clearly marked as a service animal. And let's mention the cats of Lilydale. We have quite a few cats around here, and they love to be outside in the summer. They just love it. I know my cats will just be so happy to see you and will want to be petted and everything. And one of them, Josie, will even follow you down the street because she's so excited you're here. So the cats are owned by somebody here. We've had a couple instances in the past few years where people thought they were being helpful and decided to take a cat to get it medical attention or whatever. But all of the cats are taken care of. So even if one looks old or sick, don't worry, it's being taken care of. Now, another question people always ask me, is everyone who lives here a medium? No, they're not. Number one, everybody is spiritualist, so they believe in all of this, but that doesn't mean necessarily that they're a medium. We do have a lot of people who are healers here, a lot of psychics, a lot of mediums, of course. And so you do not have to be a medium to live here if you think that's your dream. And I wrote down the I want to live in Lilydale thing. In case you missed it earlier, there's a whole procedure to go through in order to live here. And if you ever think you want to live here, this is to you. Number one, join a spiritualist church as soon as possible. That way you have that part taken care of. The Church of the Living Spirit here is very easy to join. I'm assuming the other churches as well, because there's several churches on the grounds, and even the Fellowships of the Spirit outside of the gates. Any of the churches connected to Lilydale work. And if you live in an area where there is a spiritualist church, that works as well. So you want to join a spiritualist church as soon as possible. Then the next step would be after you've been a member of a church for at least a year, and if you think you want to belong to Lilydale Assembly, you can apply to become a member in Lilydale Assembly, and that involves references, answering questions, information, et cetera, and an interview with the board, explaining to them why you want to live here and answering whatever questions they might have. Then, after you become a member of Lilydale Assembly, then you can apply, after a year, then you can apply to own a house here. Remember, it's cash, no mortgage, or come up with a way to do it otherwise. Okay, next, looking at the comments. Oh, you guys are too funny. I used to love walking around in off-season. Yes, now that's something else I do want to mention, too. Part of the reason I love living here so much is that you can walk around here and you are safe. You're safe. You don't have to worry about somebody attacking you or being hit by a car because the speed limit is 5 here. Not that people go 5, but if you can stay under 13, that'd be nice. You know, and pay attention, though, when you're walking in the road, because when we're driving behind you, we're like, get out of our way. We got to go to the grocery store. So pay attention if there are cars around you. So it's very safe. And you can walk here at night. And I don't know how many times Lisa's saying she loves walking off season and during the week and at night. I love walking at night, you know, on a nice summer night at 9 or 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock even, and just walking up and down the streets. It's wonderful. So that's definitely something to do. The guest houses are listed on the LilydaleAssembly.org, and I think it's under the Visit Lilydale part. If it's not, there's a separate area that will say something about guest houses. And yes, you can come to Lilydale during the off-season. I've seen people around the past few days. They're just wandering around, walking around. So you can come off-season. There is no gate fee off-season. So off-season is September 2nd this year until June 20th or whatever it would be next year. So we are off-season right now, and you can come up, and the bargain shop is open. Not much else is open off-season, but if you go to the website and look at the events, you'll see that there are going to be some fun fests coming up. We've got the one at the beginning of April, and I believe the coffee shop will be open for that, and maybe the Lily. And then there's another fun fest in June. I think it's June 15th. And so you can do that. Now, I have a retreat I'm doing, Reimagine Your Life Retreat, that is actually not in Lilydale this year. It is at the Chautauqua Harbor Hotel, which is about 20 minutes away or so. And I'm going to have my retreat there. You can find out more about that on my website, ColleenVanderZeiden.com or BeCourageouslyYou.com. But I've been telling people they can either stay at that beautiful hotel we're going to be at, or they can also stay in Lilydale if they want to and then drive over to the event over there. It's Friday night, all day Saturday night, and Sunday until 1 o'clock. So it's a nice weekend in-person retreat. So let's see. Cindy, thank you. You can only bring water in the buildings. Okay, so say you go to a message service and you just bought this beautiful lunch and you want to eat it, you can't eat it in there. Same thing with the sticky sodas and stuff, because the auditorium particularly and some of the other buildings, well, most of the buildings, are very old. You know, like my house was built in like 1890-something. And the other buildings, too, are very old. So the floors are old and we don't want to spill things on the floors and wreck them. Okay, so that could be a little bit rough. So, Lisa, I've got my hotel for the retreat, and we'll sign up for the retreat at the end of this month. Perfect. Yeah, it's awesome. We're going to have so much fun at that retreat. Greg is going to do a spiritual activation that he developed, which strengthens a profound experience you've had, strengthens your spiritual connection, and you'll be able to help yourself do that after you leave. I'm going to do this really cool energetic process to help people release things that have been blocking them from moving forward in their lives. We did it last year and it was awesome. We're going to do it again because it's so profound and we can go even deeper this time. So that's my retreat, the Reimagine Your Life Retreat. The first weekend in May, May 3rd through 5th, at Chautauqua Harbor Hotel in Celeron, New York, which is 20 or so minutes away from here. Let's see what else we've got. Okay, we found a dog-friendly place to stay. Good, good. That's so happy. I'm glad to hear that. Yes, the guest houses are amazing. They really are. Yes, I said June 21st. Thank you, Kelly. I'm not, you know, Sam, I know there's going to be guest houses open for the eclipse weekend, April 6th, whatever it is. But I don't know about, I don't think the hotel is going to be open. So guest houses, check the guest houses. Okay, let's see what else we've got. Okay, now, one more thing to remember. Look at that, I managed to take up the whole hour. If you have any questions about Lilydale and you feel free to just write them in the comments even after I've hung up on you in a few minutes or so, and I'll try to get to those pretty soon. Next week I will be traveling, so I will not be live, but I will be live the following week, and I've got a couple things playing in my head. I'm thinking about how to let go. I'm thinking about how to handle being an empath. I've got that your soul is calling you, how do you listen to it idea. So we will see what Spirit wants us to do, because I don't know yet what Spirit wants, and that's what we're going to do. There are so many fun things to do here. So if you have not been here to Lilydale, definitely start looking over that website, lilydaleassembly.org. You want to know about more about me, ColleenVanderZeiden.com or BeCourageouslyYou.com, which goes with my book. See? Woo-hoo. So, and you can find out more about me there. When you're picking your mediums, remember, go with what feels right to you. Okay? And then I will let y'all know once I have my schedule updated. Hopefully, I'm hoping soon. We'll see. It's been a little crazy busy. So, is being an empath different from mediumship? Absolutely. An empath is somebody who is very sensitive, picks up on other people's energies. Sometimes it can be very disconcerting because we're up and down a lot and, you know, and so sensitive and all of that. So, yeah, it's different. These days I'm finding a lot more people are empaths than there used to be. And some mediums are empaths, not all, not all. May this be a successful year. Yes, I am. Yes, the retreat was amazing. Don't need help with things blocking me. Yes. That's good. I'm glad you're going to come. hotel experience. That's so sad. How do I go about guest houses? I've never done that. Just go to the website, lilydaleassembly.org, look for the guest house tab, go and explore them, see which one grabs you and when they're open. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm remembering correctly, that the Harmony House is going to be open, and that the Southern Comfort Inn might be open, and the Angel House. Not 100% sure on that, though, so you can check. Okay, lots of good info. Good. Well, I'm glad some of you like my book. Angela, we got to work on protecting your energy there. Okay, I'm glad you're loving my book so far. Okay, so here we are. We've wrapped it all up. I told you so much about Lilydale. You got it all down. You know what to do. So next time I see you, we'll talk about whatever I talk about and probably do some more mini readings because you know how much I love doing that and love answering your questions. You guys have an amazing week. I will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.